Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Cry for Revival and Reformation conference call. My name is Tabasiri Daniels, and I will be hosting and speaker for the call this evening. We praise God that you are able to join us. The reason for our call is a response to this quote found in Review and Herald, March 22, 1887, and it says, "A revival of true godliness among us is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. To seek this should be our first work. There must be earnest effort to obtain the blessing of the Lord, not because God is not willing to bestow his blessing upon us, but because we are unprepared to receive it. Our Heavenly Father is more willing to give his Holy Spirit to them that ask him than our earthly parents to give good gifts to their children. But it is our work, by confession, humiliation, repentance, and earnest prayer, to fulfill the conditions upon which God has promised to grant us his blessing." That is found in Review and Herald, March 22, 1887. This evening, directly following the call, we will be opening the phone lines for about 15 minutes or more, if needed, about tonight's message. We will provide more details regarding this period at the end of the call. I'd like to invite you to grab a pen and your notebook to take notes for your review. At this time, we will be blessed this evening with a song by Sister Coretta. The song is "The Church Has One Foundation." Please meditate on these words.
The church has one foundation, 'tis Jesus Christ the Lord. She is his new creation by water and the from heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with a scornful wonder men see her sore oppressed, though foes would rend asunder the rock where she doth rest, yet saints their faith are keeping, their cry goes up all along, and soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious our longing eyes are blue. shall be the church at rest.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Coretta. This evening's message has been entitled, The Cry, A Movement. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this evening. Lord, as we have just been reminded that the church has one foundation, 'tis Jesus Christ, her Lord. Father, we're so thankful that the church can be founded upon Christ, who is the solid rock. Lord, we're so thankful for all that he has done for the church, the love that he has displayed, which cost him his life. But Father, to know that he was willing to give up all for us. Lord, you said that it is through his love that we are drawn. Lord, may we be drawn towards him this evening. As we consider the cry, a movement, we ask that your Holy Spirit would come and be present, that he would lead, guide, and direct, that he would bless us, grant us the blessing we stand in need of most. Lord, where we have sins in our heart, please forgive us. Cleanse us from our unrighteousness. We plead the blood of Christ on our behalf, asking that we may be accepted in the Beloved. Surround us with an atmosphere of light and peace, that we will be able to make wise decisions and respond appropriately to what you share with us this evening. These things we ask according to your promise. If we would ask, we would receive. We believe you've heard our prayer. Help our unbelief. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. The cry, a movement. What is the definition of a movement? Webster's Dictionary defines it as a series of organized activities working toward an objective. Collins Dictionary states, a movement is a gradual development or change of attitude, opinion, or policy. Cambridge Dictionary says, a movement is the act or process of changing a situation or event, or of changing the way something happens or is done. So let us summarize these thoughts. A movement is an organized activity centered around a common objective that gradually changes attitudes, opinions, and policies that eventually changes how something happens or is done. Movements are not static and require a response to the cause, activity, or objective. Much has been accomplished around us in our world through movements. We owe much change in our world to successful movements throughout history. They bring people together, they rally around a common goal, and create one of the God-ordained powers, the power of unity. There is also an energy that is created by movements that can aid in more successfully bringing about change. Some well-known movements that we greatly appreciate today include the child labor reform of 1938. This effort put an age limit and hour limit to children employed. It protects them from many abuses. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s aided in bringing to the forefront of our country the continued unjust treatment of African Americans. It brought a large shift toward gaining equal rights for African American citizens and other minorities. These are just a few of the famous movements of the 20th century that have brought about significant changes in the way Americans think, act, or live even today. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is a movement. Ellen White states in her first vision that she saw the Advent people traveling to the city on a long path. The path was longer than they expected, but as long as they kept their eyes on Jesus, who was just before them, leading them to the city, they were safe. Early Writings, page 14. The light God has given to this church has been progressive, starting with the sanctuary in heaven and the investigative judgment. He later gave the health message, dress reform, educational reform, the Sabbath message, and so many other vital truths. As God shared light with his people, they continue to progress on the path as a body of believers. The Cry is a grassroots movement for revival and reformation in our generation. Why is the Cry a movement? The summation by God of our need for revival and reformation requires a response. Sitting back, acknowledging our need, but never doing anything about it is no response. Our united or group response bursts a movement. Each one of you are on the call this evening because some way, somehow, you agree that you need revival and reformation. This is our common objective. As we continue to allow God to speak to our hearts, our attitudes and opinions are gradually being changed. Faith and hope is rising up within us of the accessibility of this experience. Lastly, our Jacob-like approach towards obtaining the blessing, I will not let you go until you bless me, Genesis 32:26, will bring about the change in our situation or event. It will bring the promised blessing of the Holy Spirit and the reformation of our lives. Receiving this blessing will also make us most effective witnesses in our sphere of influence. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in the church and the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. Over the last several weeks, we have heard messages showing the biblical validity of revival and reformation. We have seen that true revival and reformation go together, and just how vital a role prayer has played in revivals throughout history and even in modern times. As a natural next step, the Cry will be launching two initiatives. One initiative will be launched today, and one will be launched in the near future. The first initiative will be the development of nationwide local prayer groups. The second is the hourly intercession to create an unbroken nationwide, worldwide prayer chain 24 hours a day. Let us consider the local nationwide prayer groups. For those of you who were with us last week, we looked at two revivals and a single outpouring of the Holy Spirit. These were manifested in the Moravian Revival of 1727, the Hebrides Revival of 1949 to 1952, and the Pentecostal outpouring at the pastors' meeting of the South Central Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in 2009. If you have not heard that message, please contact us at cryrevival@gmail.com so that we can send you the playback information regarding that message. Please request playback 1230. If you recall, there were common threads that ran through each of the experiences. One of the common threads was prayer, much prayer. It was prayer groups that brought about heart preparation with the Moravians. It was prayer that prepared the individuals in the Hebrides Islands. It was much prayer that went into the workers' meeting in 2009. It was also prayer that was extremely key in the Pentecostal outpouring on the day of Pentecost. It states, "These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place." Acts 1:14 and chapter 2, verse 1. As we consider God's summation of our need for revival and reformation, let us notice the instructions given in how to respond to this need. A revival of true godliness among us is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. To seek this should be our first work. There must be earnest effort to obtain the blessing by confession, humiliation, repentance, and earnest prayer to fulfill the conditions upon which God has promised to grant us his blessing. Please notice this last sentence, which is extremely important. A revival need be expected only in answer to prayer. Review and Herald, March 22, 1887. So I ask you, is God a liar? Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. So if God says that he will bring revival and reformation when we meet the conditions, focus, deliberate, earnest prayer, he will keep his promise. The illustrations we shared last week show this very fact. Review and Herald goes on to say, our Heavenly Father is more willing to give his Holy Spirit to them that ask him than our earthly parents to give good gifts to their children. Because we are unprepared for this holy, wonderful gift, God has instructed us to pray. Our earnest seeking gives God permission to now prepare our hearts for this wonderful blessing. So, let us respond by praying. The CRY Big Picture Vision are nationwide prayer groups. The goal is a minimum of one prayer group per state. More is even better. Each group will have a designated leader who will serve as the contact person for the nationwide prayer directory. The designated leader will be listed on the nationwide directory along with their preferred contact information. This could be email or telephone. As people desire to join a group in that state, they will refer to the CRY's nationwide directory that will be available on our upcoming website. They will contact the designated leader, and he or she will provide information regarding their prayer group with the individual. If there is no group in the area, they will be encouraged to start a group in their area. A group is two or more. What is to be the focus of these prayer groups? The time for these prayer groups are to be spent in prayer. We have specific goals for our praying. First, revival and reformation in our own lives, local church, and the conference that we are part of with its churches. For a deeper understanding of what is true revival, please contact us for playback information of our previous message on this topic at cryrevival@gmail.com. Please ask for playback 12:9. Our second goal is to confess and repent of our sins, humble ourselves before God as outlined in Review and Herald, March 22, 1887. Thirdly, we are unitedly presenting God's promise in Isaiah 44, 3 and 4, which says, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. You are more than free to claim any other promises that you feel led to claim. Just be sure to claim this promise as a unified cry to connect us in agreement to God for his promised blessing. His promise to us is, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, Matthew 18:19. A general guideline for prayer, according to Review and Herald, March 22, 1887, has been developed. This is just a suggestion and not a requirement. If anyone would like this guide for prayer, please contact us at cryrevival@gmail.com. We will eventually also have this available on the upcoming website. Are there any special times connected with these prayer groups? Please designate a specific time every week to pray. You may come together and pray as often as you are able and the Holy Spirit leads you. The minimum time of meeting is at least once a week for at least 1 hour. If we remember from last week, the group in Hebrides met between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. twice a week. Let each group pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you as to your assembly days and times. These prayer groups can begin immediately. These groups will be ongoing. Let us remember the impact of the 100 years of prayer in the lives of the Moravians we discussed in last week's message. Their experience of holiness is what led to the revival and reformation of John Wesley, 100 missionaries in 25 years, and the blessing of many Christians, even in our day, through the witness of their lives. We saw that their experience was directly connected to a life undergirded by prayer. It is for this reason that there is no end date for these prayer groups. We are told that it is the privilege of every Christian to not only look for, but to hasten the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This experience of revival and reformation is to prepare us for the second coming of Christ. Consider, when the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come to claim them as his own. Christ Object Lessons, page 69. This is how we can hasten the second coming of Christ. And again, were all who profess his name bearing fruit to his glory, how quickly the whole world will be sown with the seed of the gospel. Quickly the last great harvest will be ripened, and Christ would come to gather the precious grain. Christ Object Lesson, page 69. The second initiative is future, but let's consider the vision and some details now. More details will be given later. This initiative is a nationwide, hourly intercession prayer chain. The big picture vision is for there to be an unbroken chain of prayer. This chain will be nationwide and possibly worldwide if God sees fit. Each individual covenants with God a period of time every day when they will pray. This time period can be 15, 30, 45, or 60-minute slots. If you can only pray less time, do what God leads you to do. The focus of this prayer is for revival and reformation, Christ's character perfectly represented in us, unity and power and zeal to finish the work he's given us to do. Our united promises will be Isaiah 44, 3 and 4, and Matthew 6, verse 10. There will also be a prayer request list that can be prayed for generally. This initiative will have a start date in the near future. It will be announced on the call. We will have a page on the website where you will be able to sign up for the hourly intercession prayer chain. You will also find the prayer list for prayer requests as well. These prayer requests may be prayed for according to the Lord's will. Please give us a few weeks to get this all worked out. If the hourly intercession is something you would like to participate in, please begin praying and asking God what part of the daily 24-hour period would he like for you to covenant with him. Our goal is a chain of praying believers encircling the world. Review and Herald, January 3, 1907. In closing, the Holy Spirit is the minister of revival. He is the one that has been blessing our hearts every week and stirring us to a deeper understanding of these things. He has a goal and purpose in mind. Do we see his hand pointing and directing us at this time? Consider this thought. The time has come for a thorough reformation to take place. When this reformation begins, the spirit of prayer will actuate every believer and banish from the church the spirit of discord and strife. Those who have not been living in Christian fellowship will draw close to one another. One member working in right lines will lead other members to unite with him in making intercession for the revelation of the Holy Spirit. There will be no confusion because all will be in harmony with the mind of the Spirit. The barrier separating believer from believer will be broken down, and God's servants will speak the same things. The Lord will cooperate with his servants. 8 Testimonies 2:5-1. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you once again. And Lord, you have given us abundant examples of the power of prayer. I think of the song that says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Lord, we have underestimated the power and the significance of prayer. But Lord, we want to thank you for what you have been showing us through your Holy Spirit. Lord, as we consider these initiatives, we ask that your Holy Spirit would lead us, guide us into all truth as to how you would have us to respond. These things we ask according to your promise. If we would ask, we would receive. We believe you've heard our prayer, helped our unbelief. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining the call this evening. As was mentioned at the beginning, directly following this call, there will be a special time for questions regarding tonight's message. At the end of the call, you will hear a brief moment of music. We will then shortly resume the call and open the phone lines. We wish you a wonderful week. Have a good night if you are on the East Coast. Have a good evening if you are on the West Coast. May God bless you. Bye for now. Again, our question and answer period regarding both initiatives is now open. If anyone has a question, please press *6 at any time during this call. We will try to get to all questions. When you hear "call unmuted," your phone mic is then live, and you may then ask your question. Before we begin, let us have just one more brief word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you again, thanking you for this opportunity that we have to connect and to dialogue with each other as we discuss this most important subject of prayer and how to move forward as a movement and as a group. We ask that your Holy Spirit will be present, that he will lead, guide, and direct us. We ask all of these things according to your promise. If we would ask, we would receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so first caller, please go ahead.
Good evening, Tabasuri. This is Karen in Tennessee. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. I just want to praise the Lord for this movement that has started. It clearly is an answer to many folks' prayer for many years that God's people will come together so we can prepare for his soon coming. So I praise the Lord for this. And I'm very interested in the prayer groups. I'm afraid if you wouldn't mind just a quick recap of the difference between the two.
Yes, yes. Okay. So the prayer groups are groups that are state by state, and they are actual groups. A group consists of two or more individuals. So for an example, if you wanted to start a group in your area, you know, where you live, if you wanted to be the designated leader or you knew someone else who wanted to be the designated leader, then they would just let us know, cryrevival@gmail.com, and we would write down the designated leader for your state and group. And then individuals who join the call, and they're like, hey, we live in this area. Is there a group in our area? When they look at the directory, then they will see, oh, okay, this designated leader, this is the contact information. Let me contact them to find out how I can connect with that group. So that is the state-by-state group. We will have a state-by-state directory all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast of each of the groups there and their contact person. The hourly intercession is a prayer chain where individuals will sign up for a specific time. They are doing this on an individual basis. They are not a part of a group. So for an example, myself, if I said I would like to be a part of the hourly intercession, we will have a sign-up page where you can go and I can put my name, I can put the time that I am willing to pray and I'm covenanting to pray, and then each person who has that same interest will also do the exact same thing, and then we will have a printout sheet of the 24-hour periods in the day so everyone who goes to the website can see, okay, these times have been taken up or allotted to prayer. There will be places for many people to pray at the same time, but we're hoping that all time slots will be taken up so that 24 hours a day, someone will be praying for these focus areas of prayer.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So that does now bring me to a couple of questions. So is the focus of the prayer the same, just the method in which we're praying is different?
There's some crossover, but there are some differences, and I know that that was probably possibly a lot to kind of keep in your mind. Revival and Reformation are to be prayed for in both initiatives, but I would say probably the biggest distinctive difference is for the hourly intercession. We are praying also for the work that God has told us as a people to do that is languishing, that God would accomplish that work in us. So that's probably the most distinctive difference. Unity was another that is going to be a focus area for the hourly intercession. So there is some overlap, but there are some distinctive differences.
Gotcha. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for that clarification.
You're welcome. And if I could just add one other thought that just ran back through my mind, there is going to be a ongoing prayer request list for the hourly intercession. And when you go to the website to sign up for your time slot, you will also see a spot where you know, if you have a prayer request, you can put your prayer request. So that prayer request list will be, you know, ongoing, and those who are taking part in the hourly intercession will also be praying for that prayer request list.
That also helps, too, because in my mind I'm thinking intercession involves praying for others, and so I was wondering how that was going to come together. So that sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call, Karen. Okay, next caller, please go ahead.
My question is of a more personal nature. How am I going to do this? I mean, the hourly intercession, I'll just ask God which hour, but how, I mean, I know that you and Oscar already have something going, but I can't during that time.
Well, as I mentioned, and I just want to share this with everyone, I believe, and I believe we all believe, that this is God's desire for each one of us. And so if this is God's desire for each one of us, he has a way. He has a way. He says, I've set before you an open door, a door that no man can shut. And so there is a way for each one of us. And I just want to encourage us, if this is a desire in our heart, guess who put it there? God put it there. So let's not allow any of the negative suggestions that Satan would have to give us reasons for why we can't and why we shouldn't. Let's not allow those to enter into our mind. And God has a way. So we can definitely pray together, and you are definitely welcome to connect with us, and we can talk more about that offline. So God has a way.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for your question. All righty. Well, that looks like all of the questions for a moment. I know that sometimes as people are listening, they're thinking, how do I word this question? How do I ask this question? I don't know if we have any other questions that might be forming. I'll give us just a few more minutes to consider how we might want to form that question or ask that question. And while we're waiting, I'd just like to say that I believe that God wants to bless us. That burden weighs on my heart very heavy, that God wants to bless us, and he's been waiting and waiting for us to believe that he wants to bless us. So at this time, I'd like to go ahead and take our next caller with the next question. Go ahead, caller.
God bless you all. Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you be having more than one group in a particular state, or is it just you plan to have one?
Go ahead.
Question to that is, has any started already? Do you have groups in states yet?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Those are both good questions. First question, the more the better. We're not wanting to put a limit on how many groups. There can be as many groups as there are people willing to create those groups. I think the initial goal is just to have a group, a minimum of one group per state. But, you know, as we know, states are large, and there may be a group in the northern part of the state, and then there may be an individual in the southern part of the state who may not be able to connect with the group in the northern part of the state for whatever reason. So they can absolutely start a group in the southern state. And if the southern part is very, very large, like Southern California is very, very large, there can be several groups in Southern California. So there is no limit, but our goal is to have at least one group per state.
Okay.
And the second question, yes, a group has started. We're just now launching this, so there is a group one group, as far as I know, in the state of Maine, and that is a group that we've started. Outside of that, we're not aware of any other groups, which is why we are wanting to launch this initiative, that God may raise up more groups throughout the states.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your question. Okay. Looks like we have other questions. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Tabitha. This is Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if the group that gets together, are they getting together physically or on the phone?
That's a great question. You know, it's really left up to the group. I think one of the interesting things about this is that, for an example, even on this call, there are people who are calling from the same state who don't know that other people are calling from their state. And mm-hmm. so one of the goals in putting together this directory is to assist individuals who are calling from the same state to find each other. That's number one. And then number two, there's no limit to how the group comes together. If phone is best for everyone, then by all means come together by phone. Just designate a specific time that you keep with each other every week. So if it's by phone, if it's in person, whatever works, whatever is most convenient, there's no limit.
Okay, and you said that there is a group that you have already started.
Yes.
Maybe I can check with you offline, unless you want to share that now.
Absolutely. I can give you the contact information, and I can share that with you offline, and it will definitely be reflected on the state-by-state directory, but we have started a group here in Maine.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, go ahead, next caller.
Good evening, Tavasuri. How are you?
I'm fine,
Sister,
thank you.
This is Sister Munjan.
Yes, yes.
I am calling about the two groups. Now, you, if I'm correct, you need a group leader for the groups that will be praying on the hour. Is that correct?
Not quite. So you'll need a group leader for the state-by-state directory because you're actually coming together in a group.
Oh,
but for the hourly intercession, you are praying individually. It's between you and God as to what time you choose to pray.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're trying to start a group that would just come together at a specific time every week.
Exactly. That's what we're launching today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And then so if someone's interested in a group in Maryland and I decide to lead out, then you would give them my contact information and I would tell them when we're praying?
Yeah, exactly. So if you are wanting to start a group and you're willing to be the group leader, then you can let me know. You can, however you choose to, you can let me know, and I will put you down as a group leader for the state of Maryland. And then anyone who is in Maryland who would also like to join and be a part of that group, I can direct them to you.
Okay. And is there a specific time that we stay or continue to pray?
Because the call is nationwide, that's really difficult. So I think the easiest setup would be for each state to determine each group in each state to determine the time that works best for them. What's going to connect all of the groups? Is the promise that we are all claiming, Isaiah 44, verse 3 and 4, even though we're not praying at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm asking, let's say, we start a group that will pray every day at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Do we go for an hour or do we set a limit?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. You do not have to set a limit. The minimum amount of time that is being suggested is just an hour, to not go under an hour, to at least give God an hour of our time. But if you want to go beyond that hour, praise God, go beyond the hour.
Now, this is for the group
prayer.
I'm not speaking of the hourly where everybody takes an hour. Because I know you said with that, you at least if you can only do 15 minutes, then by all means do your time
when
you've stated for that time. But you're talking about for the group prayer,
yes,
then at least
yes.
have it for an hour.
At least have it for an hour. But if you wanted to pray for 4 hours, if you wanted to pray twice a week for four hours each time, that is totally fine. You know, whatever works for the group. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your question. Okay. It looks like that may be most of the questions. I'll just give maybe 30 seconds or more if there's anyone who is still trying to formulate their question to do that. These are all very good questions, and I am encouraged by the interest, and I believe that God is moving in our hearts, and he's pricking us, and he is drawing us in harmony with his mind, as we were just considering that last quote, that there will be no confusion because all will be in harmony with the mind of the Spirit. Okay. Well, it looks like that might be all the questions at this time. If there are other questions that pop up, even after the call, feel free to contact me. You can email me at cryrevival@gmail.com. I will be more than happy to answer those questions, and I look forward to hearing from those group leaders as to where and who will be the contact person for those groups, that God may begin to bless us as a group and as a movement. Looks like we may have another question. I would love to go ahead and take that question at this time. Please go ahead, caller. Okay, maybe not. All right, why don't we go ahead and have a word of prayer as we close out. Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you once more. Lord, as we look before us at what is a possibility of coming together in unity and prayer, you are holding out this initiative before us, and I just ask that you be with each caller who is on the call tonight, who is considering this, who is praying and just thinking how this might work, how they should respond, what should be their response, what is it that you would have for them to do. Lord, I just ask that your Holy Spirit would draw close to each caller who is seeking for revival and reformation this evening. Draw close to them, Father. You said you would instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. You would guide us with your eye. I ask, Father, that you would fulfill that promise to us this evening. And I ask even more that you would raise up groups. Lord, we are asking in each state of the United States that you would raise up a group amongst your people that will be praying in unity, in a unified manner, pleading your promise to do for us, Lord, what you have promised that you would do if we would meet the conditions of confession, repentance, humbling ourselves, and earnest prayer. Lord, encourage our hearts, inspire faith, Lord. I ask, Lord, in a special way that you would deliver us from Satan's thoughts and suggestions. Deliver us from his doubt and his unbelief. And I ask, Father, that you would fill our hearts with the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. You said that if thou canst believe, All things are possible to them who believe. Lord, we present this promise to you this evening. We claim it. We believe you've heard our prayer, helped our unbelief. Thank you for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name, amen.